This is No Weather Radio WMG694 in Springdale, Arkansas. These broadcasts originate at the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Tulsa. Transmitting facilities are located in Northwest Arkansas and serve Springdale and surrounding areas.
A mix of light wintry precipitation will impact southern Missouri and extreme southeastern Kansas today. The precipitation may be a mix of light freezing rain, sleet, and snow. The precipitation will be light and only very minor if any accumulation of ice or snow is expected. However, some slick spots could develop on area roads and especially on bridges and overpasses. Drive with caution where winter precipitation develops and be alert for slick spots on bridges and overpasses. The National Weather Service in Springfield has issued a winter weather advisory for snow, sleet, and freezing rain, which is in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon. A light wintry mix of precipitation will impact southern Missouri and extreme southeastern Kansas today, generally south of a line from Columbus, Kansas, to Osage Beach in Drawler, Missouri. Snow and sleet accumulations will be minor, with a light dusting of snow and sleet as expected. A light glaze to a couple of hundredths of an inch of ice will be possible south of Interstate 44, including south central Missouri. Slick spots and stretches of hazardous driving conditions will develop on some area roads, and especially on bridges and overpasses. Road conditions will vary considerably, and drivers should be alert for changing driving conditions over a short distance. A winter weather advisory means that periods of snow, sleet, or freezing rain will cause travel difficulties. Be prepared for slippery roads and limited visibilities, and use caution while driving. Repeating, a winter weather advisory has been issued until 4 p.m. for the following counties in Missouri, Berry and McDonald. And now the hazardous weather outlook, issued at 6:19 a.m. Wintry mix to move out later today and tonight. This outlook is for northwest and west central Arkansas, as well as much of eastern Oklahoma. For today and tonight, winter weather, ice accumulation, risk limited. Area, eastern Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas. Onset, ongoing. Discussion. Wintry precipitation is ongoing across eastern Oklahoma and northwest and west central Arkansas this morning and will continue to move to the northeast today. Freezing rain and sleet will be the primary precipitation types, perhaps mixed with light snow along the Kansas border. Light ice accumulations will be possible on elevated surfaces, with slick spots likely on bridges and overpasses. A winter weather advisory remains in effect for locations south and east of the line from Nowata to Tahlequah if followed through noon today. Conditions will improve through the afternoon and evening as the upper level system pushes eastward. Spotter and emergency management action statement. Spotter activation not expected. And now the extended outlook for the period Tuesday through Sunday. Tuesday through Sunday, no hazards. Extended discussion. Upper level ridging will build into the southern plains this week, keeping dry and quiet weather in the forecast until perhaps the latter part of the weekend. The short-term forecast. At 7:56 a.m., National Weather Service Doppler radars continued to detect scattered areas of precipitation moving across far eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas. The precipitation was falling as a wintry mix of a cold rain, freezing rain, and sleet. The back edge of the precipitation extended from near Fairland, south to Hugo. All this activity was moving toward the northeast, around 35 miles per hour. Through 9 a.m., the wintry mix will continue to move across far eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas. Much of the precipitation should be light and cause little impact. However, slick spots could develop on roads in areas that see higher precipitation rates and have sub-freezing temperatures, especially on overpasses and bridges. An additional area of precipitation was moving into western portions of Okfuskee, McIntosh, and Pittsburgh counties from south-central Oklahoma. Winter weather advisory in effect until noon Central Standard Time today. The National Weather Service in Tulsa has issued a winter weather advisory for freezing rain and sleet, which is in effect until noon Central Standard Time today, for the following counties in Oklahoma, Cherokee, Adair, Mays, Delaware, Ottawa, Craig, and Nowata. In Arkansas, Washington, Madison, Benton, and Cattle. Hazardous weather, light freezing rain and sleet continues to spread across far northeast Oklahoma and into far northwest Arkansas. Light ice accumulations will produce slick spots on bridges and overpasses. The precipitation will decrease in intensity and coverage later this morning. Light ice accumulation of a few hundredths of an inch is expected. Impacts, roads in the advisory area may become slick and hazardous, especially on bridges and overpasses and non-treated surfaces. Definition: a winter weather advisory means that wintry precipitation may accumulate on roadways. Use extra caution if driving. Attempt to stay on treated roadways. Expect travel delays. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio, or television for the latest information concerning this weather event. Additional weather information can also be found at weather.gov/Tulsa. Repeating, a winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon Central Standard Time, and now includes the following counties: in Oklahoma, Adair, Cherokee, Craig, Delaware, Mays, Nowat, and Ottawa, and the following counties: in Arkansas, Benton, Carroll, Madison, and Washington.
The current time is 8:07 a.m. Central Standard Time.
At 8 a.m. at Springdale, it was cloudy. The temperature was 28, dew point 19, relative humidity 69%. The wind was southeast at 6, producing a wind chill of 22. The pressure was 30.27 inches and falling. At Drake Field in Fayetteville, it was cloudy. The temperature was 29, dew point 21, relative humidity 72%. The wind was variable at 3. The pressure was 30.26 inches and falling. Around Arkansas this hour, at the Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport, it was cloudy with a temperature of 29. The wind was southeast at 6, producing a wind chill of 23. At Fort Smith, it was cloudy with a temperature of 31. The wind was east at 8, producing a wind chill of 23. In Little Rock, light freezing rain was falling with a temperature of 32. The wind was east at 5. At Harrison, it was cloudy with a temperature of 29. The wind was southeast at 5. In Hot Springs, mixed precipitation was falling with a temperature of 31. The wind was east at 7, producing a wind chill of 24. Around the region, in Tulsa, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 31. In Muskogee, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 32. In McAllister, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 30. In Springfield, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 29. At Joplin, mixed precipitation was falling, with a temperature of 30. At 8 a.m., at Springdale, it was cloudy. The temperature was 28, dew point 19, relative humidity 69%. The wind was southeast at 6, producing a wind chill of 22. The pressure was 30.27 inches and falling. At Drake Field in Fayetteville, it was cloudy. The temperature was 29, dew point 21, relative humidity 72%. The wind was variable at 3. The pressure was 30.26 inches and falling. Around Arkansas this hour, at the Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport, it was cloudy with a temperature of 29. The wind was southeast at 6, producing a wind chill of 23. At Fort Smith, it was cloudy with a temperature of 31. The wind was east at 8, producing a wind chill of 23. In Little Rock, light freezing rain was falling with a temperature of 32. The wind was east at 5. At Harrison, it was cloudy with a temperature of 29. The wind was southeast at 5. In Hot Springs, mixed precipitation was falling with a temperature of 31. The wind was east at 7, producing a wind chill of 24. Around the region, in Tulsa, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 31. In Muskogee, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 32. In McAllister, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 30. In Springfield, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 29. At Joplin, mixed precipitation was falling, with a temperature of 30. The forecast for the Springdale area and much of far northwest Arkansas: today, cloudy. Chance of light freezing rain or light sleet in the morning, and slight chance of light sleet in the afternoon. Ice accumulation of less than 1/10 of an inch. Highs in the mid-30s. South winds up to 10 miles per hour in the morning, becoming light. Chance of precipitation 50%. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Slight chance of light drizzle or light freezing drizzle in the evening. Ice accumulation of less than 1/10 of an inch. Lows in the mid-20s. Light winds. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing. Highs in the lower 40s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Tuesday night, clear. Lows around 14. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny. Highs around 30. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday night, clear. Lows around 15. Thanksgiving Day, sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 20s. Friday, sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. Friday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s. Saturday, partly cloudy. Highs around 50. Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of rain showers. Lows in the upper 30s. Sunday, cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. A 30% chance of rain showers. Highs in the lower 50s.